Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Scott Daly. On today's program, I'm joined by Marion County Historical Society President Craig Agin and Board Member Dan Carlson as we talk about Pioneer Days.
I appreciate both of you taking time out with me here today. Pioneer Days coming up on June the 3rd and 4th, and a lot of events over those 2 days. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, we're going to have a couple days, actually an evening, Friday, June 3rd. We're going to have some music played out there, some record music, and have hot dogs, popcorn, and water, and pop. And also have movies at dusk, so about 9 o'clock until 10:30. So old-time movies on the big screen out at the train depot.
Definitely sounds like fun, especially the older time movies. Definitely get a chance to, it's kind of a different experience too, being able to watch the movie Under the Stars.
Yep. It doesn't draw a big crowd in, but it varies anywhere from 5 to 25. So But people love it. And the popcorn and the pop, it makes it great too. So then Saturday on June 4th, we have a flag raising ceremony at 8 o'clock. We're going to have breakfast start at 8 o'clock as well. Going to be a pancake and sausage breakfast, and that's put on by the Knights of Columbus. They're going to help us out with that. And we're also having lunch from 11 to 2. It's beef burgers, walking tacos, and beverages. And all of our Pioneer Village buildings will be open, the Marion County Museum, as well as the Stagecoach Inn, the church, school, log cabin, depot, as well as the museum, general store. We have a bake sale too. Going to have some antique tractors and cars. We'll have some pioneer crafts demonstrated. We'll have quilting by a local quilting group. We'll have some wool spinning, antique wool spinning, and also some embroidery demonstrations. We have a person from the Pella area between Knoxville and Pella that's going to do a Civil War history presentation on the 3rd Iowa Infantry from Marion County and their participation in the Civil War. The Daughters of the American Revolution, the DAR, will have a table set up, information table, as well as genealogy. Marion County Pioneer Cemetery Commission will have a couple towns represented with local historians from Bussey, Todd, and Marilyn Spohr. And also from Pella, we'll have some representatives there talking about Pella history.
And then obviously also at 2:30, the annual Historical Society Hall of Fame induction. Talk about that.
Yeah, this is our third induction. We're very proud to honor the folks who really were the people that started the Marion County Historical Society in 1955 and were instrumental in moving forward with that, bringing all those beautiful buildings in that that we love to share with other folks out at the county park. We lost one induction during the COVID pandemic, but this is our third induction. This year we're going to honor Charles and Elizabeth Barnes, Cleo and Maxine Bennett, Helen Borchi, C.B. Campbell, and Kathleen and Phil Smith at a ceremony at about 2:30 in the afternoon in the Valley Chapel, following our day of other activities that Dan outlined before.
And then if anyone has any questions about anything going on with Pioneer Days, where do they need to contact? Who would they need to contact?
They can contact either Dan or I. My phone number is 891-0445. Dan, do you want to share yours?
641-891-4124.
We invited many of the historic groups around Marion County, but part of it, and Dan named off most of those. I don't know if you mentioned the oral history buffs have been so active in establishing signs around the county of different areas to be honored. So we appreciate that, and we appreciate KNIA-KRLS for give us an opportunity to share with folks what this is all about. We're very proud. We've got a great group of people that care about the society and work hard out there all the time to keep the community involved in many ways with what we're doing. We also have a event going on during Nationals where we serve some pancakes, and most notably in the last few years, we were one of the leaders with the Marion County Christmas Holiday Lights program that, of course, goes through the park and by our village. So again, we appreciate everyone's participation and support, and we'll do everything we can to help the community enjoy the Marion County Historical Society Village.
Thanks to Craig Agin and Dan Carlson for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniacareless.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.